Both major parties in Australia are leaving open the option of trying to convince Papua New Guinea to leave open the Manus Islands detention centre. PNG's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill announced yesterday the centre will be closed following the Supreme Court ruling that detaining people there is illegal. It's not clear when the centre will be shut or what will happen to the asylum seekers and refugees living there now. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, says there'll be continued discussions with the PNG government to resolve the matters. And the Shadow Minister, Richard Marles, says it's very important to try to convince PNG to keep the centre open.
Because it is very clear that offshore processing has been the single most important decision of any Australian government in bringing an end to the loss of life at sea.
Mr O'Neill's definite that the centre will be closed, but he also talks about the harm that that will cause the local economy and the need for Australia to help support businesses that will suffer. Richard Marles says the government should talk to PNG about potentially changing the law to make the detention legal or offer PNG more money.
All of those options need to be talked through with the PNG government.
Manus Island MP Ronnie Knight told Radio National he expects Australia to keep funding projects it agreed to as part of the detention centre deal.
Fulfilling their part of the agreement to continue to finish our roads and to do what they promised.
He warns of consequences if Australia withdraws from those projects.
If they do that, then maybe next time down the track when they ask for help again, it might be the other way around. We won't assist them.
David Mann from the Refugee and Immigration Legal Centre says the situation for the 850 men at the centre is very uncertain.
The basic reality here is that PNG is not a place that is suitable for resettlement of refugees, and the suggestion that it is has really been an exercise in attempting to recreate realities.
Prime Minister O'Neill says Australia has to make alternative arrangements for the asylum seekers. Nauru has been suggested, but David Mann says that should not be considered.
A major problem under international law, and that is that these people who've been forcibly sent to be detained on Manus Island remain the legal responsibility of Australia. And the core responsibility that Australia has is to ensure that people who sought safety as refugees in Australia are not then shifted around from country to country to situations where they are unsafe and where they can't, in the end, rebuild their life.
Mr Mann says the most logical and legally compliant option would be to bring the men to Australia, but he says he wouldn't want them to be moved to Christmas Island.
People who are brought to Christmas Island, they may well be subject to further indefinite incarceration.
David Mann says the standoff with the PNG government is the consequence of former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's announcement in 2013 that offshore processing was extended to resettlement.
Which, at its heart, said that not only would refugees never be able to resettle in Australia in the future, but that they would be stuck with the prospect of having to resettle in countries like Nauru and PNG, which are simply not suitable.
That 2013 decision was taken shortly before the last election was called, and the next one is likely to be announced in just over a week, meaning the negotiations with PNG are likely to include the caretaker period, when the government has to consult the opposition on such discussions.